Hey guys, Matt here.
Hey guys, and Claudia.
We are walking here at El Paseo in Palm Desert, and we wanted to record another vlog. And today we're gonna talk about first 4 months of running a business, running a startup, because we know, or we couldn't find anyone else who does that pretty much week by week or month by month update on how everything is going.
Yeah,
from
most of the videos are where the company is already successful, they have great income coming in, they have an established brand, and everyone knows them.
Exactly. And then they will show you, which is good, they will show you their insights, like 1 month, last month of revenue on Shopify or Amazon sales. And definitely it's working, because that's what we are watching from time to time too. Like, we watch other businesses, other people that are running successful brands on social media. We learn from them a lot, and it motivates you when you have someone who is, let's say, 10, we were talking about it today, when someone is 10 steps ahead of you, and that person is just another 100 steps, there's another people that you know, another brands that are 100 steps in front of that person, that shows you how what is available out there, what's possible out there. So we are 4 months in. I think we put at least 350, something like that, posts on Instagram. Everyone post is done by us. We pretty much create, edit everyone on Canva. We have probably 400 plus tweets.
We have 334 posts as
close
of this day, and 414 followers.
Yep. So we started pretty much from nothing. And on Pinterest,
and we don't have also any bots to follow people and that stuff. Everything's organic, what we're doing.
Yes. And we post organically too.
Yeah.
And right now, 3 times a day. Sometimes we get to 6 times a day. Depends on the day and the messages we want to share. What else? We also have reached 50,000 people on Pinterest. Viewers, not followers or anything, because that's something that we still want to discover. But definitely we have 50,000 viewers on Pinterest. YouTube, it's hard for YouTube to be seen, even though the first videos were like 3-4 months ago. Mm-hmm. Or maybe around 3 months right now, because we didn't have too much content at the very beginning. And I think we have like 60 videos on YouTube.
Already?
So, yep, like 60. This will be 62 or 61. And what else? We have Twitter, like I said, at 400 plus tweets. We have we have LinkedIn. They're pretty much once or twice a day we do something on Twitter.
Yesterday we started a Facebook group.
Yeah, that's the news.
That's a new thing on the list. We're gonna post some educational stuff over there. We have, the name of it is CBD Coachella Valley. So it's like a local thing. We want to educate people over here and build like a community.
And start with just local people, because that's where we live, and that's where people can still like meet us if they want, connect with us. And there's a lot of big market here. Definitely big market here for CBD.
Yeah, for sure.
And definitely we wanted to find out, a lot of people reach out to us and ask about CBD, so why not create a group where we are going to provide answers and other people can see those answers too. Plus they can ask in the group, and we can go, let's say, once a week. We plan to go live once we start growing it.
Also, what we can do when everything gets back to normal, we can do like a meetup here.
Yep, we can do a meetup. Definitely we can start a movement the right way. So Facebook group is something we started. Obviously we watch a lot of educational videos. We invested a lot of money into courses as well, and this was probably one of the last things that we didn't try yet. We were looking for groups to participate, and it's like on Reddit, and it's just difficult. And it was just, we couldn't find really good groups without people, with people mostly in the United States that are looking for some advices, mostly a lot of spam out there. So Claudia was like, why don't we create our own group right now?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people on the groups that we are in. There's constantly, every day, someone's asking, will it work for them? They're telling their problems. They want some, you know, they want some real answers. And most of the time, when somebody asks about it, you have a lot of salespeople over there that are just pushing their own product. Of course, it's not official, but you know.
Some people are hardcore closers on those groups. Like, my product is the best, I love it.
Yeah, you won't find it anywhere else.
You won't find it anywhere else. We do this, we offer this and that, we are here to help, blah, blah, blah. And this is like not their group, and you know, maybe people just need some advice. So definitely, that is something that we wanted to avoid doing. Yeah, so definitely Facebook group is something that we are going to discover right now. We're gonna keep you up to date. Definitely organic content is important, but it is important that you really pay attention to what you create and try to find a balance between quantity and quality. Now, people need to see your content, right? You're a daytime attention trader, and we think that what's going to help us in the next 4 or 5 months, other than bringing new products, because one product is a great concept, and we definitely, if you read the book, The Lean Startup, you're gonna know that you need to start with minimum viable investment, I believe, or product. That means that you don't have to start with 4, 5, 10 products. There's a lot of companies with big pockets that do it. It doesn't mean that they will succeed, because think about it, if you invest $1 million into a business, into your startup, for not even talking about having venture capitalists joining you, so you have people that will dictate what you should do, what you couldn't do. At this point, you have a lot of pressure. Like, you have $1 million pressure. You have to move the product.
You have to
make everyone happy, not only clients, but also the partners with you, and et cetera. So if you start with one product, you will figure out how people actually look into your product. What is their really problem that you're trying to solve? Is it solving their problem? What is their direction you should head over? And then once let's say our group is going to be successful, we can also ask people, hey, what would be the next product you'd like to buy from us?
Because I think, yeah, that's true. Because they feel engaging in building a part of the company. And it's like intimate. When you are in a smaller group, and for example, we talk to every person who has our product. We communicate with them. We ask them, is it working? How is it working? How are they using it? So we are building a really strong relationship with our customers. And they feel it also. So they also know that it's honest, because whatever we do is really, really honest. And they feel it. So when we ask them that, hey, we're thinking about doing this and this, what's your feedback on it? So they feel like a part of the group. They also want to be involved in it. And that just makes, you know, it like
exactly
different.
And when we are going to provide a lot of value to those people in the groups, at this point we are allowed, or we don't feel bad about asking them for a commitment in form of buying our products, trying it out, and seeing if it can help them. We switch the sites and continuing about the lean startup. Once you start, it's nothing is wrong about having one product only.
Sorry, look. Do you see it?
Oh yeah, looking at a CBD store here. Promotion for you, Radis. You're gonna watch it. So, influencer marketing is really important. That's what we are trying to figure out. So we'll keep you posted, because we started heavily building a database of influencers that we would love to work with. And we are going to work with some of them, obviously, not all of them. And we are doing that right now, at least 50 emails a day being sent out to some influencers. And we collecting the data, we are keeping track of how they grow their accounts. And
plus, I'm just gonna say something here. If you're watching this video and you don't know what you want to do exactly, like for your future right now, it's the best thing to do, just become a blogger, an influencer, because the money that you make is just crazy.
Yeah,
for posting something.
The prices are crazy. I mean, I would never think about it. I totally understand it, because an influencer, someone who has, let's say, 10,000, 20,000 followers, they most likely, and you can tell it, they did it really legitimately. They invested a lot of time that didn't get any notification. Sorry, it was super loud out there. So what we were talking about, influencer. You know, they invest a lot of time, and we totally appreciate it and understand it. And that's how they have to leverage it.
Yeah.
Because most of them, a lot of them, they don't have their own brands yet, and they promote other people's products, and they provide results, right?
Related to their niche, of course.
Related to their niche,
like,
yes.
I don't know, into health, you're not gonna promote like some kind of
fast food chains or something like that. Absolutely, it has to align with your values, core values. So it's time consuming, but there's a reason why so many software out there, influencer software, are costing about 400, 300, $400 a month, up to, I think the biggest we had like $900 a month, just to find influencers. You can set up campaigns. Obviously, the software is going to find them. They're gonna email them, follow up with them. And now we see the value in it, because we do it every day.
It takes a long
it's time consuming. But I think this will be our leverage for next 3-4 months to really build our followers base and potential customers. So that's what we are going to invest a lot of time. We're gonna see how the group is going, the Facebook group. Reddit, we are on Reddit. We try to provide value there too. It's just tricky because some Reddits, they will not allow you to comment even or post, forget about posting.
Yeah, I gave up on that platform.
I'm still being active, because sometimes when you provide value, you get a lot of upvotes and people then allow you to, they're gonna follow you. You deal with people. What I don't like about Reddit is that you cannot see if people are from US or from different countries. And it's just not a good fit for us, because we ship only nationwide in the United States. Yep, that's pretty much the update for the first 4 months. If you have any questions, or if you'd like to collaborate or connect with us, and maybe you have something cool to share, we'd love to listen to you.
Yeah.
Stay connected. You'll find all the information in the description below. If you liked it, like it, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next video.
Bye, guys.